back from a little hiatus, and we brought back Chris Kelly, who was from the season two finale.
You were on our last show, Chris, and now you are back.
I'm going to bookend it.
I am not entirely sure that you are a regular as of yet, but maybe we can build you up to that level. Before you know it, you'll be like Steve Gordon speaking at Howe.
Hey, there you go.
Great. You'll have a book deal before we do, too. By the way,
speaking of Howe, we will be there this year. Register now, HoweConference.com.
Is that all we're going to talk about that?
No, we can talk about Howe.
Okay, it's awesome. Great.
We're
going to
be doing we're going to be doing daily podcasts from the hallway once again as the sessions wrap up.
Yep.
So follow us on Twitter at 36 Point.
Follow us at our next topic, our brand new.
Right.
We can talk about that.
But
later.
Once you get to Howe, you follow us on Twitter. You can see where we'll be. We'll give the exact times, and then swing by. You can be on the show.
Yeah, nice. and then if you're not at Howe, listen to the show. We'll be doing it.
That's what I'll
doing
be doing
it and doing it well. Unless you want to come with us, dude, just chalk up, cough up some cash and come out and, run a video camera for us.
I gotta find some cash first.
although at this point I'm not prepared to make any promises for video-based content at Howe, though we would like to. So if you're listening
there will be some
camcorder, I will take it from you.
But you are promising a 1-point rule sketchbook daily updates.
I'll probably be doing the comic sketchbook because at this point, the idea of me working ahead on 1-point rule is just not something anyone is going to be, making any bets upon. But hey, so that's happening at the Howe Conference early June. Look for all kinds of mad content.
And there's actually three Howe conferences we'll be covering. We'll be covering the in-house design, in-house designer thing, the Creative Freelancer Conference, and the actual Howe Conference itself.
We should start scheduling the things that we are going to be doing there. We should start doing some actual work on that. We've just been working too hard on the rest of our site, which launched this week, right?
For those of you who haven't been there in a while, 36point.com has a whole new look.
It's a whole
platforms.
New feel. It's a whole new attitude.
And we're slowly adding items to it, so it's it's like everything. It's
we're doing the Twitter slow launch, is what I call it. Like we said, we spent the weekend moving every post and every comment and all kinds of mess, and renaming 180 comics so that it works in the new system. Check out the comic page, though.
Awesome. That archive page is great.
It's pretty rad. You could actually, if you have really acute vision, you could actually read all of the comics on the archive page.
Yeah, you can only see what they're about.
But we made a big switch over from Movable Type to WordPress. When we started this whole shindig, Movable Type was pretty awesome. At this point, Movable Type gotta let you go. Gotta move on there. WordPress has people all over the world just making stuff. It's like, hey, I would like it if WordPress did this. I'm going to make it, and then everyone else can use it. So, hooray, open source. But like Donovan said, we got more things coming to the site that we're excited about. I just remembered about one a little while ago that I've been planning for a year now and had totally forgotten about that we're hopefully going to be launching within the next couple weeks.
And if not then, next
couple
years.
If not then, later. But we have some other big stuff that is going to take a little longer to build, but that we're really excited about and was one of the main reasons we started undergoing what we're undergoing. But anyway, 36point.com, come take part in it and tell us that you like the show, because we got a button for that now too. Rock.
And speaking of redesigns, we got another one coming up and that we're going to cover for the majority of the show probably is CS4 is being redesigned into CS5 by Adobe.
Yeah, big rebranding there, taking CS4, calling it CS5, kind of like Coke going to New Coke, I think. They got a new formula. And there's a lot like Photoshop 5, which was released.
Now, remind me, have they always done giant announcements of the new features and then waited a while before they actually launched, or didn't Adobe used to just launch the new stuff and said, here it is?
Well, I have no specific memory of that. I'm pretty sure there's always a month window. I just assumed it
was the month window of when it launched till I considered buying it, and another 2 or 3 months before I actually bought it.
That's one thing that I would love to talk about today is the lingering. And Donovan, you'll know more about this than Chris, because Chris, sorry, you're just a young cat.
Yeah.
The lingering, I'm never going to buy Adobe software right out of the gate. I am going to wait till the bugs are out of it. I still, usually it's people that have been in the game a while that still hold on to that mentality, but I still hear it.
Oh, I think it's people because like, they don't want to pay for it.
Oh, it's never going to... I'll just wait 2 years to buy it. And then those are the same people that are now bitching because they just moved up to CS4 and then they announced this.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm not on CS4 because I'm wicked poor.
Yeah, my version of CS2 is pretty debugged by now.
Yeah, rock. CS2? Doing
solid.
It.
Bugs are out of it.
Yeah.
It's bug-free. Someone sends you a CS5 file and then you're screwed.
Freaks out.
Yeah, the only bugs that are left in CS2 are the ones that they built in intentionally. Like stupid rotation arrows not matching up with actual rotation angles and whatnots and Y4s, but I have covered that in comic posts, so we don't have to spend a lot of time on it now. But anyway, that's a thing, the whole waiting, and I don't get it. I would have no problem rolling out in...
So I saw a demo...
Like next month, I would roll out and buy it.
I saw a demo on the Photoshop where if you just have like a scene, it'll just like create content for to fill in the rest of the photo. Like mm-hmm. It's just like,
the
here's some clouds. Yeah, so like I'm wondering if I put my face in there and I like content aware what the rest of my body should look like, if it'll tell me.
Can I then throw it out then? Is content aware fill, is that just the new... neon edges of Photoshop? Chris, your opinion?
It's something where, you know, when I've seen the demos, even when they're demoing it with an ideal situation, you know, when they fill in a large area, there's still little bugs and that sort of thing that come up, but at least gives you a starting point. I mean, there's tons of times when I've had to Photoshop out something big or move something that even just getting to a base level took a long time to then build on top of it with a little bit better textures and that sort of thing.
I'm pretty sure they've had content aware on Photoshop since in CSI, the TV show, for probably 10 years
right.
now.
It's just enhance and zoom.
Yeah.
Why is it taking so long? I don't think that I think that would be manufacturing evidence on CSI. I think you're thinking of something else. You're thinking of zoom and enhance, which fucking A, Photoshop. Can we get our goddamn zoom and enhance filter on here yet?
I want to get a 72 DPI image and blow it up to a billboard.
Dude, no, the best one ever was when they were like, yo, here is a QuickTime VR of the home that you're trying to sell. I'm like, way in the background, there's this photo of the wife and the murderer together.
Which was in focus enough to enhance on?
No, it wasn't in focus at all, but they were like, then we're going to zoom and enhance, and look, lady, it's you with the killer. You did it.
Let's see what this postage stamp looks like.
No effing way. Like, NASA couldn't make that happen. I was watching that with my mom. It was years ago. I was watching it with my mom, and I had explained to her, like, no fucking way could that happen.
And
anyway.
And shows like that have just, you know, ruined client relationships so much, because then your client's like, oh, here's a crappy photo. Just enhance it.
You know, that's a symptom of a greater disease, let me tell you. But the content aware fill as a feature, which I mean we can go through features, I guess. But I'm excited for that, for extending sky on just on photos. Like, yo, I got a photo, I want more sky in it so that I can put a headline over that sky.
Mm.
Great, done. Yeah. Instead of getting new photo with other more different sky, matching up the horizon line so the perspective on the clouds works, and going from there. So you know I'm having that, I guess. Chris, you were telling me you were stoked about the Puppet Warp.
Yeah, it's...
Run down Puppet Warp in Photoshop for us.
Well, Puppet Warp just kind of creates this mesh over, you know, preferably something you've already gotten clipped out an image of, like, you know, one of the cooler ones I saw was like of a rope or a wooden doll. And then you put points, manipulation points on it pretty much wherever you want. And then, you know, say like on the wooden doll, they were able to bend the joints on the wooden doll, or on the rope, they were actually able to like twist the rope, and it was just a flattened out rope, and twist it kind of into like a pretzel shape, which, you know, it's something that would have been really hard to do without that. And, you know, there's situations that that's come up with where that would have been handy.
No, seriously. Specifically, I would love to know a situation where that would ever have come in handy to you.
Oh, doing some direct mail for some of the clients I've had in the past, where we got a photo and they had to be holding something, or doing a specific pose that they weren't, and they just expected it to happen.
If it's not like a fucking paper doll, you're not just...
No, but...
Like, if their hand is coming at you, it's not suddenly going to show up.
Right, but
you know, pointing the other way.
I've actually encountered some situations in the past where that would come in handy. With the amount of pictures that you know, sometimes you got to deal with people in specific poses that they want slightly different.
Yeah. Okay. We will come. Like my vote on the puppet thing is that it is
Nate's vote not is Nate's vote is if you don't have the right photo, hire an expensive illustrator, right?
How about a professional, competent illustrator? But thank you very much. they got new edge detection, hooray! But whatever,
right?
That you know what the time that edge detection actually does what I want it to do on its own without tweaking it in some way, shape, or form. You know, then we can all retire and the robots will do graphic design. I did see, I mean, that's Photoshop and hooray, it's Photoshop. But I did see some things in InDesign. We were looking at some InDesign stuff right before the show. Dom, I don't know if you saw this. The object selection stuff.
Okay.
So you can basically set a picture box. It's really easy to tweak like rounded corners now individually. They just have little grabbers on each corner and you can just click through.
Fantastic. One more reason I can start using less and less Illustrator.
Hopefully they
and
have
more and more InDesign.
You know that you can round corners in InDesign now.
But it's going to be better. I mean,
yeah, it's going to be easier to make.
It's going to
be easier to handle.
I mean, I use InDesign a lot more than I use Illustrator.
Oh, yeah.
And every time they start adding in these features, I use Illustrator less and less and I get happier.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'm with you on that. But you can even set each corner individually to different settings. That's super great. I'm really excited about that. But the thing we were looking at was you could set it so you can just grab, basically, there's a tool where you can grab the space in between objects and start dragging it. The objects will scale. The content will scale proportionately so that your crop doesn't change or so that the aspect ratio doesn't change. And so, like, if you're working with a column of type offset of two photos, you want to make one photo wider, it makes the other photo automatically thinner.
Keeping
the
gap.
And if you want to make them the example that they showed, if you want to make them both shorter, it'll adjust those automatically, keep all your corner settings and all that, but then also adjust the body of type above it so it automatically rewraps.
It basically takes it so the gutter is always going to stay the same size, so it really helps out like with newsletters.
It's like you're editing gutters instead of the objects. So
right.
You're editing more than one object at once.
Well, I mean, what they did with the CS4 versions about even, you know, bringing in auto guides to tell you like when the gaps are the same.
They brought in smart guides.
Huge
design
help.
Last
my
time.
My thought process on software is I always keep up to date within a few months. Probably sooner than I need to buy it because otherwise you fall behind very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm most interested in with all of this software. They also have, I applaud Adobe for this one, but features that should have been in 10 years ago or whenever, at InDesign 2.
Oh, like when Illustrator finally did multi-pages and I've been doing that in freehand since I was in diapers.
Yeah, no, they have the ability for you to have pages of different size in InDesign now. And the example that
freehand had that in like 98.
I know.
What's
but
freehand
yeah.
again?
So, yeah, thank you, Chris. There, you've done my argument. That's now we're talking about 8 tracks. But the example they use there is like if you've got a magazine cover, you could blow that out. You could do the whole thing. You could have the back cover. You could have the spine as a separate page.
Right.
You could have the front cover. And then they had a fold-over.
Oh, so I could do a magazine spread and have one of them all of a sudden have a 3-page layout?
In fact, you could. I'm trying to think of any
because
publications where that would come in handy.
I don't. Well, you know, I hear of publications using a centerfold. I've seen
that have, like, pages that. But see, but here, I'm going to break your argument. The centerfold, all those pages are the same size.
But, you know, you can do things with, like if you have a folder that has a flap or something that.
See, yeah, like
I love
folders
it.
With
I love
flaps
it. I'm all about this.
Like that looks.
That alone is going to be worth me upgrading.
Yeah.
I know. It's things like that that will actually help our efficiency in this business rather than, like honestly, I care so much more about being able to change my page sizes relative to other pages in InDesign than I do about making a puppet in Photoshop, which to me, I'm never going to want to do that. I will either want to take a real photo of the real thing or, you know, in my business, illustrate.
Right.
I guarantee you
when
people who use Puppet Thing will wind up on Photoshop disasters in, you know, 7 days after launch.
They will, and it's, you know, it's again, it's not perfect, but it does, you know, give you a starting point, especially when, you know, you're on a client that wants you to buy $2 stock photos instead of getting photos or illustrations.
Now, there were things I was excited about in Illustrator that I tweeted about, and now I don't remember what they are. Can we take 2 minutes for me to look up what my excited Illustrator tweets were?
Maybe we'll come
you
back to that.
You guys just keep talking. I'm going to go look. Don't worry about me.
Yeah, who knows how long this is going to take, Nate. Go back to the whole music.
It's like the shape tool and dotted line button, Chris.
That is dotted. I'm excited about
you mean,
that.
So they're adding the dotted line button that was in freehand back in...
It's in InDesign.
Back in 84.
It's in InDesign now. It's been there. It's a you want a dotted line?
Oh,
click a button.
Maybe that's one reason I never used Illustrator.
In Illustrator, till now, Adobe, thanks for coming around, I guess, but you needed a goddamn PhD in that program to make a dotted line.
Yeah.
I've been a professional for 8 years. I learned 6 months ago how to do it.
It seemed like one of those things that should have been in Illustrator before it was in InDesign instead of reversed.
Yeah.
What's the other feature?
Is the Shape Builder tool, which is an extension of the Pathfinder palette, but doing it right there on the objects themselves instead of selecting, going to a palette, and then coming back.
Oh, that's good.
So for the kind of work that I do in Illustrator, that is mega, mega handy.
Because I got good at the Pathfinder when I had to start teaching Illustrator, and I started to really understand it, but it's not intuitive, and I still end up having to do, like, click, undo, okay, which one is it? Go through about 8 steps.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, and in CS4, I hate the Pathfinder palette, because now you have to, and I was just before we got on here, I'm trying to build graphics for Season 3, which, by the way, what I was just doing is not going to be the graphic for Season 3. I don't know what it's going to be now, because my idea sucked in reality. But I was trying to do something, and it basically just makes a sophisticated group in CS4, which is not the way it used to work. And so now you have to make a compound shape for it to do the things that I'm used to it doing, because I just like to hit, you know, merge and then expand, and then it's just a thing. But now you got to deal with other stuff, and I don't like it. So I'm curious to see how Illustrator CS5 is going. I've got, just like anyone who uses Illustrator, I have a lot of usability concerns with it because it's Illustrator and that's its thing. One question, I would like to move on from Illustrator unless you guys got more.
No.
Nope.
Donovan, have you even looked into what they're bringing to the table with new Dreamweaver or new Flash?
Actually, I've not, because I think iPad has destroyed everything that they would think about bringing into Flash.
Yeah, and they came out with this new program, Flash Catalyst, which is supposed to go after people like me who aren't developers that want to do some pretty basic Flash stuff. And it just seems like it's a couple months too late.
Yeah, I was just talking to somebody last night about how it's starting to get ugly, and with Apple and Adobe, and somebody saying some columnist writing that Adobe should actually just remove themselves from the Apple platform and...
Oh, man, no.
Something.
I do not want to have to work
on
a PC.
I assume what will happen at that point is Apple would just make their own entire creative suite.
Right.
And probably sell it for half the cost.
Right.
All right, dude. I'm going to blow your fucking mind now.
My mind is already blown thinking about this.
Integrated CMS support. You want to run WordPress from Dreamweaver? Okay. You can do that. The rest of the stuff... PHP hinting and things like that
sure.
might matter to you. I don't do a lot of PHP, but
I do know
content
that I don't do it
like Joomla, like that WordPress.
Yeah, and it's like you have to learn a new toolbar every time you want to use a different CMS site.
Right.
And hopefully that would take that away a little bit.
So my in theory dream version of what this feature is totally amazing, and I'm stoked about it. So go Dreamweaver. I'm having it.
Okay, well, that's going to conclude what we're talking about with CS5.
You guys covered Flash. We don't need to talk about why we should spend money on Flash right now.
Well,
maybe we could spend a little bit of time talking about it, because I got to tell you, I mean, Adobe obviously has a very vested interest in not giving up on Flash.
Oh,
well, I mean, it's embedded on like 90% of browsers.
The other thing is when you think about web development, Flash is the one thing where you have to buy something from Adobe in order to create. You don't need to buy Dreamweaver to create HTML.
No,
or create
right,
that.
And a lot of people actually don't.
Right. So from their perspective, that is their foothold into the programmers. You know,
right,
they have the foothold into the designers, because where else are you going to go outside of Photoshop? CorelDRAW? I don't think so.
No.
And so if as far as building websites, that is their foothold, and I can understand why they wouldn't want to lose it.
Well, and the issue with Flash, I mean, Flash was never really original. It was meant to be a kind of like a vector animation tool way back in the day, back when it was just Macromedia Flash. And it has grown and developed and become full-blown application software, but you have this usability concern, you know, where it's bogs down browsers, it's a lot slower, and hey, I'm on a computer that's a few years older, and Flash anything sucks on it.
I'm on an iPhone.
I mean, it doesn't totally show awful. Yeah, and now you can get to things, you get to iPhones and some other mobile devices, not all of them, and you get into iPads especially, and Flash is just dead, and it's never coming. And to be honest, when you're on a device like that, or when I'm on a device like that, I can see why I don't want Flash.
Well, I was reading something about
it. I want awesome, awesomely coded websites.
Well, I was reading about how if they, Apple said if they included Flash, it would bring the battery life from basically 10 hours to 2.
That's rough.
Yeah, that doesn't seem worth it.
I mean, and basically, you know, the way that I see the situation now is Adobe, you know, pushing forward to justify past expenses and the investment that they've put in Flash. Mm. I don't know what their business model is going to be moving forward, but obviously HTML, CSS, Java, Ajax, all that stuff, Spry. I use Spry for animating content now because, you know, and doing menus and navigation because it's so much easier, and I can use it on an iPad.
Right.
And I know I'm being iPad guy now, but seriously, spend 21 minutes alone with one in a
Which is really all Nate's ever done with one of these. It's all he's been talking about every day I've seen him since then.
I didn't get that device until I spent 20 minutes in a Best Buy in the middle of the day with no crowd around me, just like flipping through and doing things. Like, I get that. That is going to be a product that is going to have a lot of legs and distance for people. I just wonder about how designers can justify the expense, or how young designers, Chris, like you, could justify spending the time it takes to learn Flash if in 3 to 5 years it's just going to be completely outmoded and outdated.
Well, every software you learn is going to be outmoded and outdated in 3 to 5 years, it seems lately.
Photoshop's still around.
But it changes a little bit.
File format.
But I think your point is, you know, it's like why start on a format that may not be growing and developing in the future? It may just fall off the grid.
I mean, learn CSS, learn HTML.
Right, because those
will get far enough doing that.
I would not at this time advise dedicating all of your time to Flash, knowing that it's probably going away now. Or if you have to learn a little bit for work, or you have to do a certain amount, that's fine. But if it's all your time, have in the back of your mind that you may need a a completely different program here and soon.
Yeah, yeah? And you know, if my interest in learning Flash is so that eventually maybe someday I can make monthly 1-point rule cartoons or little shorts that are 2 minutes long and animate those really nicely in Flash, like a Homestar Runner or something.
Right.
And that's great, but that is a tremendously limited market that Adobe is not going to keep Flash around for. You know, dudes making web cartoons. That is not hot anymore.
No.
I think we have talked. So anyway, so CS5 coming out.
Thing. Chris found this news for us.
Can we even try to recap like how much this costs? It's a goddamn lot of money. It's CS5. What are you going to do?
Well,
there you go. Boom. Next month.
Oh, as far as cash goes, though, it's all the software you need in this profession. It is a lot of money, but it's...
No,
technically
know.
Affordable. You need it.
If it's what you need to start up a business, it's not
too
bad.
Can I tell you what? Either go full-time at school or become a professor, and CS5 is crazy affordable.
All right. Well, we got another company here we wanted to talk about. Twitter is going to make money by selling ads. Chris, what are the details here?
It's not directly graphic design related, but screw it. We're doing it.
It's social media related. We can be involved
in
that.
I'm all about it. I'm on Twitter, Vossum.
And I've been looking at this from a
Twitter/Vossum.
I've been looking at this from a Twitter outsider, too. I don't actually have my own Twitter account yet. I'm, a dinosaur.
Can we do that? Donovan, can we pull up Twitter right now and get Chris started?
We might after the show.
We should say what we're going to try to make it so that people can find it.
We'll put it in the blog post.
What do you want your username to be?
I don't know. The Amazing Chris Kelly?
The Amazing Chris Kelly.
That's a long thing. We're going to have to talk about
that. We'll do it. No, The Amazing Chris Kelly or Amazing Chris Kelly, and that'll be your Twitter handle.
Okay.
And we'll put that up after the show so that people can... So go to twitter.com/AmazingChrisKelly. And you can follow Chris on Twitter, and of course, Vossum for me, and 36 Point for Donovan Beery, who runs our official Twitter. So let's talk. So there's going to be ads. Are we going to buy ads on Twitter for 36 Point?
You know, it's kind of a mixed bag. It's you know, a lot of the reading I've been doing is how it's going to be pretty different from what Google's doing. Because Google, when you're going on to search for something, you're usually looking for a service. You know, a lot of times you're looking for a service or research in something you're going to be paying for eventually. That's why those Google ads work so well. And Twitter ads are going to be focused on people that are just, you know, looking to read what somebody's talking about or find out what their friend's saying or whatever.
And then just interrupt a mid-sentence with
buy Starbucks.
Great.
Yep.
Well, no, but it's currently search based. So,
right.
You know, you don't search the Twitter stream for, you know, it. If I search it for 1 point rule to see if anybody's talking about the comic, I'm not going to get a Starbucks post.
I just like how they say that this is in an innovative way and not obtrusive. It's like, no, obtrusive advertising is not innovative. It's been around for a long time.
Yeah, putting ads where they previously were not is intrusive advertising. And
right.
There's another quote from a Josh something in there about how people are not going to leave Twitter in droves because of this.
No.
And I would say as long as it does not show up uninvited to my Twitter stream, then that's probably going to be the case.
As long as it's less obnoxious with what Facebook's been doing with ads.
This does bring us closer.
An ad on the side of the screen?
Well,
I guess that kind of sucks.
This does bring us closer to the Minority Report, where you just walk down the street and the billboards talk to you, though. So, you know.
The
closer we can get to that movie becoming a reality, the better off we might be.
Yeah.
Actually, I watched Minority Report the other day. It's not as strong as I remember. The music doesn't fit at all. It's all like John Williams-y, but no. Like, I want 80s... sci-fi music. I want Blade Runner music. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what I can mix for season 3. We haven't done that yet either. Dude, I'm totally going to do crazy sci-fi music. Whatever.
It is the future.
It's on me.
It is.
This year,
it's 2010. So. I want my jetpack.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to have to do a new ending too. Anyway, so Twitter advertising, that's a thing. They're just kind of I know Starbucks is doing it. You can go get your travel mug filled with coffee today. I'm going to try that after lunch. I know Best Buy is doing it too. So right now you search for Best Buy and it says promoted tweet.
Yeah.
And Best Buy is like 25% off something you don't need if you shop online.
And I think they're going to try and ease everybody into it too. From what I've been reading, they're going to start off with just a few sponsored tweets and then it's going to slowly build up. So it's not like it's all of a sudden you're going to be flooded with, you know, stuff to
they're
gonna,
buy. You know, it's going to be 3 to 4 weeks before 98% of my tweets are from Best Buy.
Right.
Yeah. But there's already parts of Twitter that suck. Like the other day, one of my friends retweeted
Ashton.
I
remember you yelling
Ashton
about
Cookter,
it.
And Ashton Cookter's goddamn Twitter showed up in my feed. And I'm like, no, sorry, I do not care. You are not important. You will never say anything that I want to hear. You are a giant douche. Get out of my Twitter stream. I almost unfollowed the dude who we know. I won't call him out on the show, but I almost unfollowed you. Guy who retweeted Ashton Cookter into my tweet stream.
Don't want to know about
not,
it.
So if that was my, let's call it, visceral response to him showing up, and it wasn't my friend's icon, it's goddamn Ashton Kutcher's icon. God! So my response to that is being like this, so my response to having,
Why do you hate Kelso so much?
Oh, let's not even...
He brought back the trucker hat.
Either way, we're done. We'll catch you guys.
You're not important.
We're back on regular schedule. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
We're coming back in 2 weeks. Anything important happening on the site between now and then? We're back on track. We got comics 3 times a week again.
Getting people registered for howconference.com.
Getting ready. Going to the How in about a month and a half. And maybe Chris will be back next time. We don't know.
We'll see.
It's going to be crazy. Maybe we'll have it's season 3. Maybe Steve Gordon will grace us with an appearance. Tell us what he's been up to and his shoes. It's possible. I'm excited to be back. We did a half hour. We'll be back in 2 weeks, and we will probably have other cool things happening intermittently on 36point.com, so don't forget to come check us out. It's going to be awesome. See you guys later, Donovan. Sign us off, man.
We'll be back.
That was all right. That's going out on a high note.
Chris, you sign us up, Chris.
Jesus, you guys!
Stop.
Bring it with some passion!
We'll be back!
Yes!